Alexander Meets with Farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Now, there's some people in Washington who think they know more about Tennessee agriculture than the Tennessee Farm Bureau. I'll put my lot with the Tennessee Farm Bureau.
Senator Lamar Alexander speaking recently to a group of Farm Bureau leaders in Gibson County. He was there to hear from farmers on issues affecting our state's number one industry, agriculture. And he's still hopeful that Congress will get a farm bill done before the end of the year.
My goal with the farm bill is to get as close to what we passed in the Senate as possible. We saved the taxpayers $18 billion. We ended direct payment programs. We made important reforms in cotton programs. The producers of this state have a right to know what the farm policy is going to be, and it's an abdication of responsibility for us not to pass a farm bill. And Tennessee agriculture is 77,000 farms, and 70% of those have family incomes of less than $10,000 from that farm. So this affects a lot of Tennesseans, the farm bill does.
Senator Alexander voted in favor of the farm bill on the Senate side, and now he hopes the House will follow through and get the bill to a conference committee and then on to the president for his signature. And he says this bill is vital to not just farmers, but all Americans.
We've taken for granted the importance of producing our own food. Only 1 or 2% of us are involved in it anymore. But now more and more people are buying locally grown produce because they trust it. And so we need to make sure that we can continue to produce large amounts of healthy, low-priced food. And our farm bill creates an environment in which American producers can do that.
Senator Alexander also says he's hopeful that Congress will pass an immigration bill this fall, again, if the House will move on the legislation and get it to a conference committee. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.